Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. I hope you and everyone listening is having a great day. We're going to take a look at some great things going on the weekend of October 19th. It is crazy. Yes, we are almost to the end of October. Mm-hmm. Now, this weekend happens to coincide with the second annual Johnny Cash Heritage Festival. It's being held, of course, in historic Dice Colony on October 18th through the 20th. The three-day festival honors Johnny Cash and the New Deal programs that shaped his childhood in Dice, the nation's largest agricultural resettlement colony. Now, this year's event includes regional music, which KASU will be hosting some of that, I do believe, mm-hmm. public presentations, food and craft vendors, demonstrations, and tours, culminating in a world-class music concert in the cotton field surrounding the Cash House. Now, this year's headliners include Jamie Johnson and Alison Krauss. The festival and the concert itself will celebrate the 50th anniversary of Johnny's touring shows in 1968. So, Jamie Johnson will only sing the songs that Johnny sang in the 1968 tour, and Alison Krauss will only be singing the songs that June sang during also that 1968 tour. I think it's going to be amazing. So I know that some tickets are still available, so you definitely need to check that out. I know Mark and KASU will be there. Mm-hmm. I will try to be there. And it's going to be an amazing festival, as it was last year.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show on Saturday and then Thursday and Friday nights from 5 to 9 on Thursday and 5 to 10 on Friday. KASU is providing a lot of great music as well, and that's free in the Colony Circle.
Yeah, and if you didn't get a chance to go last year, let me tell you, you missed a great, great festival, and I know it's going to be as good, if not better, this year.
That's right.
Now, if you're looking for something a little Halloweenish, if you will, and I know that's not a word, but Ballet Arkansas in Little Rock presents Dracula on October 19th through the 21st. Of course, it's based on Bram Stoker's tale. Dracula is a full-length story ballet that features breathtaking original choreography by artistic director Michael Fothergill. Combining the beauty of visual art and mixed multimedia, Dracula tells the story of love and loss and will keep you on the edge of your seat the entire time. Now, in Jonesboro, it's Fall Fest at Lake Frierson State Park on October 20th. You can join the staff at Lake Frierson State Park as they celebrate everything that is fall. You can start the day with a fall colors hike and a scarecrow workshop. Pumpkin painting and leaf crafts will be ongoing throughout the day, and the day ends with the costume kayak and canoe cruise, followed by a bonfire and gourmet s'mores. Feel free to bring your camp chairs and hang out the entire day. Lake Frierson State Park is one of my favorites. It's just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Especially during fall colors, so check that one out. Now, finally, in St. Francis, the season is winding down on the 26th annual Pumpkin Hollow Pumpkin Patch festivities. You can spend a beautiful autumn day enjoying all the fun, including the corn mazes, hay rides, pony rides, pig scrambles, one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life, a kid's barn, the train ride, and much, much more. Now, this year, of course, they also have their Pumpkin Hollow zip line. Of course, through Halloween on the weekends, there's the Horror in the Hollow haunted attractions and the Zombie Paintball Patrol. Now, those are only on weekend nights and Halloween nights. So, you know, as we get closer to October 31st, if you want to be scared, please, please head to see the Daltons at Pumpkin Hollow and Horror in the Hollow. Now, find out more about these events and all the great things going on throughout the natural state, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, everybody. Have an awesome day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at KASU.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.